Good day, beloved children of God. This is Father Ivan Olmo of St. Mary Catholic Church and School. Today, we will be reflecting on the Gospel of Mark, chapter 12, verses 28 to 34. Please join me in prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. One of the scribes came to Jesus and asked him, "Which is the first of all the commandments?" Jesus replied, "The first is this, 'Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is Lord alone. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. The second is this, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than these." The scribe said to him, "Well said, teacher. You are right in saying, 'He is one, and there is no other than He.' And to love Him with all your heart, with all your understanding, with all your strength, and to love your neighbor as yourself, is worth more than all burnt offerings and sacrifices." And when Jesus saw that he answered with understanding, he said to him, "You are not far from the kingdom of God." And no one dared to ask him any more questions. Heavenly Father, as we turn our hearts to you, as we behold you, as we draw all our energy and attention to you, we ask you to please open our lips to praise your holy name. Cleanse our minds and our hearts of any worthless, evil, or distracting thoughts, feelings, or desires. Please give us the wisdom and the love to pray with attention, reverence, and true devotion. Father, may our prayer be heard in your presence, for it is offered through Christ, your beloved Son, our beloved Lord. As we continue to reflect in prayer and spirit through and with our faith community, I am reminded once when we were in the seminary, Tuesday mornings was a day of service and going out into the community to nursing homes, to hospitals, and to prisons to minister to the people of God. And so the celebration of Mass was very reverent, but slightly quicker than usual. And I remember this Tuesday morning, Father John Moriarty, who was a Jesuit priest who has since gone home to the Lord, was informed that Tuesday mornings, our homilies are a little more brief than usual so that all the seminarians can go out in apostolate and go out and be in service to the community. And Father Moriarty, after the gospel was proclaimed, he got up and he says, "I am told that Tuesday mornings our homilies should be brief." And he said, "This would not be one of those homilies." I laugh because this will not be one of those reflections. As I contemplate and really truly listen to the words today, I am drawn to the fact that our Lord invites us, when he speaks about the first commandment, to hear, as he says. Jesus replied, "The first commandment is this, hear, O Israel." And when I think of hearing, we are reminded that there's a difference between hearing and listening. As our Lord in the Transfiguration heard the Father's voice, as all the disciples heard it, as he drew all our attention to him and then to Jesus, he says, "This is my beloved Son. Listen to him. Be obedient to him. Hear his words. Hear his heart. Hear his voice. Hear him, for he speaks my words." And so how important it is for us first to listen. Yes, our Lord invites us to love, but we are to listen to Jesus to understand what that greatest commandment to love God with all our heart, mind, strength, and being is, and then to love one another as Christ has loved us, that we must first learn to hear, O Israel, to hear and to listen to what our Lord is speaking to us today, in this moment, and each and every day. It reminds me of a parable that I once heard. It was of a man who whispered, "God, speak to me." And a bird sang, but the man did not hear. So the man yelled, "God, speak to me." Then thunder crashed and rolled across the sky. But the man did not listen. Then the man looked around and said, "God, let me see you." And then a star was shining brightly in the sky, but he did not notice it. And the man shouted all the louder, "God, show me a miracle." And life was born, but the man was unaware. So in desperation, in despair, in desolation, the man cried out, "Touch me, God, and let me know that you are here." Whereupon God reached down and touched the man gently. But the man brushed the butterfly away and simply walked away sad, for he did not listen and he did not hear God speaking to him. Our God, our Lord, our King, our salvation speaks to us in all things, as Saint Ignatius reminds us. We should seek God in all things. We must be attentive to God in all things. We may see and we must see God and Christ in each of our brothers and sisters. But listening, my brothers and sisters, listening requires us to really stop all the thoughts that happen in our minds, to really pay attention to the message and the messenger, or we're going to miss what God has to say to us. We are distracted by so much noise around us. Always we hear different words, different people speaking, different opinions, different ideas, different thoughts, different suggestions. There's always someone speaking. There's always noise around us. But our Lord invites us to go into that quiet place, into our hearts, to really close the door from any noise, any distraction, to put ourselves in a place where we can hear the whisper of God's sweet voice speaking to us, sharing with us, loving us, and also listening to us. As we say in Mass all the time, when we offer up our intentions for our brothers and sisters, especially those in need, those who are sick, the living, and those who are deceased, we say, let us pray to the Lord. And we say, Lord, hear our prayer. And Scripture says that our Lord stoops down to hear us, that we can almost hear him saying, shh, to all the angels and all the saints. And he's like, shh, one of my beloved children are speaking to me. I want to draw all my attention to them. I want to hang on every word that they speak. I want to know what it is that they need. I want to hear what they have to say. And we also should have that kind of attention to our Father. We should draw all our attention to that moment so we can hear the response to our prayer. And we can hear our Lord offering what we need. He first says to us, listen, O Israel. Imagine Israel being your name. And imagine the Lord saying first, the first commandment is this, hear, O Israel, hear, O and insert your name. And then the Lord shares with us that the most important of all the commandments, the greatest of all commandments, is who God is simply love. He says we are to love our Lord and our God with all our heart. I love the fact that when we hear how to love God with all our heart, with all our soul, with all our mind, with all our strength, with all our being, with our very essence, with every part of our being, that the very first thing that we hear is of the heart, reminding us how special our heart is. Our heart is the place where God dwells, where we remain in spiritual communion with Him. It is the place that we are asked to always withdraw to leave this world and go into the sacredness of silence and to simply be with our Lord, where at times words aren't even necessary, where heart speaks to heart. The very core and essence of our being, the very center of who we are, is our heart. It is our capacity to love and to be loved by God. We hear it's a place of decision, a place of discernment, a place of communion, a place of covenant, a place of truth. It's a place where we encounter the loveliness of God, the loveliness of Christ, who has taken our hearts, our broken hearts, have renewed them, and has refreshed them. I love the word hear, that it actually has the word ear inside of it. But it's not enough to hear the Lord with one ear. We have to also listen to him with the ear of our heart. And if you look at the word heart, it also has the word hear and ear inside of it. It's to remind us of the importance of being attentive to our Lord, that to listen to him with all our heart, mind, body, strength, and being so that we can enter into the sacredness of love. And in love, we can hear our Lord speaking to us, sharing with us, offering us His view of who we are. God loves us. Don't you want to hear God's voice? Don't you want to hear Him speaking to you? Can't you imagine God saying also to all of us, "You are my beloved. In you I find favor. In you I love. I can't wait to hear your voice. Come to me in prayer." I love how Saint Augustine describes prayer. He says that prayer is where God thirsts for us. And in prayer, we are able to quench our thirst for God. That it is God who thirsts for us to be in communion with us, to love us, and to share with us. And it is God in that thirst for us shows us how to love and to be love, so that we may thirst for Him in prayer, that we may thirst for His voice, so that we too can honor Him in the greatest commandment, to love Him above all things, with all our heart, with all our soul, with all our mind, with all our strength, with all our being, with the very essence of who we are called to listen, we are called to hear, and then we are called to love. Love God, and then love one another. Let us entrust our attentions today and every day to the Immaculate Heart of Mary, who always ponders God's words, who always remains in communion with Him. She who is full of grace is full of love. She is the essence of prayer, and all her prayer is drawn to God. It beholds God. It's attentive to God, is always listening to God. And so let us ask our Mother Mary, as St. Louis de Montfort says, to ask Mary to give you her heart, to lend you her heart today, and to take your heart and purify it and sanctify it, so that when our Lord draws us, as He always is, and when we need to speak to Him, that she will teach us how to go into that inner sanctuary, that inner tabernacle, that inner place in our heart, and to hear that little whisper of God saying to us, "I love you. I am so glad that you are here." May God's peace and blessings remain in your hearts forever.